هون لگل اس بی اس راژیو بشی کردینا.
Emma Talabani is a Kurdish-Australian model based in the Gold Coast. Having studied a Bachelor of Arts in English, Creative Writing and Performing Arts, she's made significant inroads in commercials, short and feature films, theatre and music videos, all the while juggling a job as a nurse during the pandemic. Emma, welcome to the Kurdish program on SBS Radio.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
Going well, thank you. Could you please give us a brief overview of how you came to be? Having studied a Bachelor of Arts in English, Creative Writing and Performative Arts, did you always know this was where you wanted to be?
I definitely knew I always wanted to be in the arts. I think my first performance ever was when I was about 5 or 6. I actually performed a poem on stage at a Kurdish event in Kurdish. And I think from there, like, I began performing in primary school. And then in high school, I started playing the guitar. And when I started university, I was like, this is what I really want to do. I love acting so much. I loved writing. I loved being creative. So I joined an agency in my second year of uni. And from there, I began to do commercials. And I was involved in some theatre shows. I recently did a documentary.
You do have an impressive portfolio across all platforms of art. What have been your experiences to date?
I would say I've done about 4 commercials, one for Suzuki, one for UniSA. I did one for a lotto. I did a documentary about 6 or 7 months ago that I really enjoyed. I've done some music videos, a few short films. I was on SBS as a featured extra on this show, and I worked with some renowned Australian actors, which was a great experience for me. And more recently, I actually started modelling. I joined an agency. I've dressed up for children as different characters. I've been published in my own magazine. It's been a really fun journey for me.
And I understand modelling and other performative arts isn't the only industry you're in. Could you tell us a bit about the other work that you do?
More recently, I started studying at university, so I'm a nursing student. I'm also a medical receptionist. I'm also an art instructor at an art studio. So I love to, you know, dip my toes into different industries, and I love to expand my horizons. There's never enough. It's never enough. You always need to do more.
Now, the performative arts industry is challenging as it is, but being a nursing student in the current pandemic world we're living in must be difficult as well. How are you juggling it all, Emma?
It is difficult. I've recently had my first COVID shot, but, you know, one step at a time. I'm hoping that by the time everyone gets their COVID shots, or, you know, everything will die down a bit. Hopefully it won't be too bad when I graduate.
And going back to your performative arts, tell us a bit about how being Kurdish Australian has impacted that. It's a difficult industry to break into, let alone garner support in the Kurdish diaspora. How has the reactions been as a Kurdish Australian?
I think I've been very privileged. When I go to a casting or an audition, about 90% of the time I'm asked what background I'm from. People are usually surprised because, you know, generally I'm the first Kurd they've ever met. Mm-hmm. You know, they've heard Kurdish Peshmerga thanks to the media, but they've never actually encountered a Kurd in the flesh. In a way, this makes you stand out. You've piqued their curiosity, which is exactly what you want in an audition. I think I've been very fortunate in that way.
And have you been able to use those strengths, your background in the work that you've been doing?
Usually they ask me to speak in Kurdish, and I do a bit of that. But so far, no, I haven't been cast as a Kurdish actor for that particular reason. But it's nice that they get you to express your culture and tell them a little bit about your culture. I think it's very nice that they ask of that.
It's definitely stepping stones. Now, Emma, having performed in modelling, feature and short films, television, theatre and music, what are some of the highlights of your work in your portfolio to date?
I would say my favourite role to date would be a documentary I filmed about 6 or 7 months ago. I played the lead, who is an Iranian woman studying to be an optometrist. She's expelled from university for going to a party without a hijab. I love that I could, you know, explore her world, her mind, her emotions, and I actually lip-synced the whole documentary to her voice during an interview the real woman had. I think it's my favourite because we didn't take her voice away from her, which is, I think, is very important in a story like this. And I'm hoping, you know, one day in the future we'll have some stories about Kurdish people, and I would love to hear their voices too.
You have your own unique experiences as well to portray. Have you spoken about a possibility to do that through your networks in the future?
I have, yes. So the woman I did the documentary with, we discussed a bit about my background and stuff, and she said it was something she was interested in, and I'm hoping that in the future we'll get to, you know, My experiences myself haven't been very trialing, but I think things like my mum's history and my dad's history, I think things like that being portrayed on TV and bringing awareness to that is very important. So I would love to discuss, would love to discuss it with producers or any directors, see if we can put together something, yeah.
And it's been a decorated career and portfolio so far, but what can we expect to see from Emma in the future?
I strongly believe that you can better yourself at every stage of your life. And I think my goal for the future is to grow as a creative, as an individual. I would love to pursue acting further. And I'm hoping, you know, Curds will begin to gain recognition in society. More roles and opportunities will become available for our talented people. I've encountered a few Curds in the same industry and we're all very supportive of each other. I think it's very important to see Curds educating, giving a voice to our people for their struggles. I think it's fundamental in the preservation of our ancient culture. So I would love to not only bring my culture and apply myself to every role I take.
Would you want to focus on a certain career path or would you continue to juggle all these different performative arts?
I find myself happiest when I'm doing different things. I would love to continue painting. I would love to continue modelling and acting. I think it's something I'm going to continue doing, for sure.
We thank you for your time today and we wish you the utmost success. Thank you, Emma Talabani.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Like Baka, Para Baka, Tebniya Khabnifsina, SBS Kurdi, Lisar Facebook, Bishobina.